Joining us right now, Juanita Broderick. You know the name, you know the woman. Juanita, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, thanks for asking.
Now, I have to tell you before we go anywhere, I have mad respect for you. I respect you for sticking to your guns. I respect you for being vocal about what happened. So it is a true honor to be able to talk to you. Tell everyone why you're in Washington, D.C. You're going to be at the National Press Club at 10 a.m. Tell us why.
Yeah, I'm going to be there in support of Media Equality Project, Melanie Morgan, you know, in their efforts to support victims of sexual abuse.
All right. And a question regarding you being almost like the face of sexual abuse, because you did become public and because you have not backed down from this over the years. What is it like to be known for that?
It's difficult. You know, I live in a small town in Van Buren, Arkansas, and I go about my daily life, you know, in a normal way for a senior citizen, you might say. I have my family, my church, my friends, and then this comes into your life, and it plays a large part, but I don't let it judge, you know, who I am.
So with all of these just names, every single day there's one or two more names. This morning, the big breaking news, Matt Lauer being terminated.
I just heard that, Mary.
Do you feel somewhat vindicated by all of this? That it's sad that this is all coming out, but for you, it took, 20 years. Do you feel vindicated?
Well, yes, in a way I do, but I'm also skeptical, Mary. I feel like that my particular situation evolves around the downfall of the Clintons. You know, I don't think many people that are coming out now would have spoken for me 20 years ago and didn't.
I'm interested, Juanita, in that specifically. So, you know, you have your rape allegation against the former president, Bill Clinton. And I recall during the campaign that you and several other of his alleged victims came out and sat for the debate, one of the presidential debates, and at the time were treated as a sideshow, as something that was meant to be a distraction. The press didn't take it all that seriously. Do you think the press is taking you more seriously now?
Oh, definitely. And people just remarked, how could you go? You know, the Billy Bush Access Hollywood tape had just come out, and people were just down on Mr. Trump. And here's the way that I think about that. Mr. Trump's organization called the four of us, to come and be his guest at this second debate. And, you know, we thought about it. We thought, my gosh, are we being used? I don't think so. But it didn't matter to me. We were asked to come forward again in a very public forum. We were asked to come forward and speak about things that we had been long denied to talk about. So this was encouraging to me.
Juanita, the eldest, the longest serving congressman, rather, in the House of Representatives, John Conyers, has been accused of sexual misconduct. And this past weekend, Nancy Pelosi suggested that he's entitled to due process first before she rendered judgment about that. Do you find that Democrats who are accused of sexual misconduct are treated differently than Republicans?
Yes, I do. You know, I truly do. I just don't think that this should be a Democrat or a Republican issue. This should be a victim's issue. It doesn't matter if Nancy Pelosi has information that these allegations are true. She should hold her comment till all of the investigative process is through. It's just not right to come forward until all these investigations have been laid out.
Now, in the case of a lot of these alleged victims, the claims that they're making are often to kind of spur on public awareness, but also some sort of consequence for the accused, which is to lose their jobs, to lose their livelihood. In the case of Bill Clinton, he's got a post-presidency. He's still paid, for instance, a presidential pension from the U.S. taxpayers. Are there things that you'd like to see still done in his life that would affect him?
Oh, yes. I think everything that he's given as being a past president, with the exception of his Secret Service things, I think as a past president, he does deserve that. But I think all financial things that are given to him should be removed.
Yeah, as a way to punish. Now, also, I believe, who else is going to be with you at the press conference? Kathleen, Willie, and Paula Jones?
No, Paula couldn't make it. Paula. She started a new business, and she couldn't make it today. But someone that you've not heard from that I think you're going to be very interested in, I think she was interviewed by Breitbart, is Leslie Millwee. You know, people are not really familiar with Leslie mm-hmm. and what went on when she had just turned 20 years old as a young news reporter back in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and how she was assaulted by Bill Clinton. And I'm told that there will be others that are coming forward. I hope so.
Now, you have, it seems you have a relationship with a bunch of these women, given your apparent shared experiences. And I wonder what it's been like as you talk to them, as you experience this cultural moment, everything from Harvey Weinstein to John Conyers to Al Franken, as you watch all of these men be accused and often dethroned in public. What has the conversation been like between you and these women?
Well, we just think it's long overdue. You know, as many Hollywood starlets and people would say, they knew about this. And that's so wrong that they didn't say something to somebody. It's just, you know, we're past those days of boys will be boys, just deal with it. We're in a new era, and it's exciting. I've only known Paula Jones since we went to the debate last year. I've known Kathleen Willey since before I went on Dateline in 99.
Now, tell
and
me,
I just met Leslie Millwee last year over the phone. We have talked several times, but I just met her in person last night. She's a lovely lady.
Tell me more about Leslie Millwee, because I have not heard her name up until this moment. When did she become public? I don't remember hearing anything about it.
You know, she went back into her own private life. She married shortly after she moved from Fort Smith, I believe, to the Houston area. And her husband decided, you know, don't come forward. Look what's happening to all the other women. You don't want to suffer that. You don't want to bring that on the
table. The allegation being that she was stalked and assaulted three times by Bill Clinton while she was
yes.
a TV reporter in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Right. It was horrible for her. And she will relate to those things this morning. But Leslie just has a story to tell. And I'm hoping that when she comes out today, that this will bring on more allegations of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is a horrible person, and so is Hillary. You know, if people out there have allegations against him that they've never brought to the light of day, now is the time.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for taking the time. I wish you best of luck at your presser today. I'm sure you're going to do a wonderful job with it. You're a wonderful spokesperson for the cause. Juanita Broderick, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Hey, thank you all for calling.